And what might you find making noise around the pond at night?
Frogs.
Okay, what do you call the big ones?
Well, call them bullfrogs.
Okay. And what do you call the little green ones that get up in the trees, maybe?
And don't tree frogs.
Yeah. They don't get much bigger than that.
Tree frog.
Okay. What do you call the thing that hops around in a garden?
Toad frog.
Okay. And something that you might dig up to go fishing with?
Fishing worms.
Okay. And this is a hard-shelled animal that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell.
It's a what now?
It's got a hard shell and it can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
That's a turtle. I showed you my turtle quick there. That's a turtle.
Okay. Does a turtle stay on water or in land?
Now a turtle really stays in water and they travel.
Yeah.
But the dry land tarpon, you know, stays on land a lot, but they're small.
Okay. And this is something that you might find in freshwater streams, and it's got claws like this, and if you touch it, it'll move backwards.
Crawfish.
Okay. And this is something that...
Now, a lot of people eat those things, too, you know, the white part of it.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's good for, you know, it's just like white meat of a frog.
Yeah, but they're not that big, though.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. Yeah. No, it would be this much. Oh, I have soft crawfish back at home.
Yeah.
Know. And it'd have a pretty good tail, too, but I've caught them anyone, you know, to bait with.
Yeah.
And I'd be a fish, hook the tail
for
on the line for bait.
Okay, this is something that you get from the ocean. It's a little sea animal. And if you buy it now, it has a little shell to it that you can sort of see through. And you might buy it now frozen in a grocery store.
Would that be oysters or?
I think it's shrimp.
Shrimp?
Okay.
Yeah, shrimp are thin shells on them.
Okay. And this is an insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
Say that again.
It's an insect that'll fly around the light and tries to fly into the light, you know. And if you grab it, this powder comes off in your hand.
Oh, that's a camouflage.
Okay. And these are things that will get in your wool clothes. And eat holes in them.
Moths.
Okay. And if you have the...
What?
Get in your wool clothes.
And
eat holes in them.
Moths.
Okay. And if you have these in your clothes, you might set out.
I've got mothballs in my clothes.
Okay. And something that flies around at night and has
lightning bugs.
Okay. And this is an insect that's got a hard little beak and real shiny wings. And you might see it around water, like around the lake or something.
I wouldn't know what that would be.
Okay, I'm thinking of dragonfly or mosquito hawk or snake feeder or snake doctor.
I don't know what a snake doctor is.
What's that?
But I didn't know you could see them at night.
No, just in the daytime, around the lake or something. Well, what does a snake doctor look like?
Well, you know what a grasshopper is, only it's got a head almost just like a horse, you know, but it's little.
Yeah.
And a great long neck, and I've heard it's a bunch of their cuties. But
does it have wings?
Yeah, and they're flying.